Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thompson as a receiver, bottom of your screen. Cousins to the middle of the field. Complete. And that is a Redskin touchdown, Josh Doctson. What I want, you got, it
might be hard to handle. When the Redskins win, Kirk Cousins throws for 300 yards and accomplishes a three-touchdown day. It's a Hall & Oates Double Gun Monday on Grant and Danny. The starting quarterback of the 3-2 Redskins joins us now on 106.7. The Fan, and he checked all those boxes yesterday. How about 25 of 37 for 330, three scores, 10 points. Had Hopkins have hit the extra point in the fourth quarter on a couple of scoring drives. But you guys had to sweat that one out, Kirk. When you're up 17-0 and you need a couple of breaks at the end of the game to survive with a win, it's the NFL and the 49ers get paid too. But how do you kind of make sense of that on the drive home?
I think it's just the way the NFL works. Like you said, the 49ers get paid too. And, when you don't play at a high level, play in and play out, you leave the door cracked open. And we had plenty of plays that you look back and, you know, the 49ers are a good team, but, you know, we basically make the mistake or we, something we can control, you know, we don't take control of, and it ends up giving them an opportunity. And then they took advantage of a few to be able to make it as close as it was. And, you know, it's not rocket science. We just have to be on the details and be a really mature football team so that, you know, when each and every play happens, it has to be treated like it's its own game and that it matters. And we can't afford to have a mistake or a brain cramp or a moment where we miss a read or a throw or a block or an assignment, because when you do, it can be the pivotal turning point in the game.
Kirk, go through this a couple touchdown throws here and then that beautiful read option execution to kind of seal this thing away. The first touchdown to Josh Doctson. It's my favorite thing that you guys do on offense. It's when the ball's in your hands and you're the point guard. You're going through a couple different reads. What'd you like about that matchup? And you put it right there and Doctson made a nice play on it. Take us through that one.
Yeah, they played a single high defense, and the safety, Jimmy Ward, really pushed over to Jordan Reed to the two-receiver side. And so initially, before I even, you know, snapped the ball, I felt like that meant that they were kind of overloading the Jordan side, doubling that side. It was going to make it hard to complete the ball to that side, but at the same time, that is where our read starts. So my eyes went there, but I was alerted, you know, right away that probably going to have to work backside. And fortunately, Vernon Davis on his shallow cross was able to pull the hook defender with him to open up that window. And then Josh was pretty much one-on-one with the safety who was outside and on top of him. And with no inside safety help, you know, I could just trust that I could lead him in there and Josh would make me right and make a, you know, stand between the defender and the ball. So Josh did a great job finishing the play, and it was a great drive to get us down there and get started. A good mix of run and pass and screens and third down conversions and a lot of good things on that drive to get the game started.
Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny joins us every Monday after every Redskins game. He'll be back on the show Tuesday after Monday Night Football against the Eagles. We'll ask him about that game coming up. Screen. You guys are the best screening team right now in the league, as far as I'm concerned. I don't remember the Redskins being this good at this. It takes a lot, though. Can you go into what it takes to be as good as you guys are at setting up these screens, either to Crowder or obviously Chris Thompson, from your standpoint, from the line standpoint, from the back standpoint? Take us through it.
Well, I think the first step is you have to call them and you have to practice them. You know, I felt like there have been games or seasons where we just didn't emphasize it. It wasn't something we carried a lot in our game plan. It wasn't something we expected to call going into the game. It was more of a call on 3rd and 25 or 1st and 25 after a penalty. But outside of that, it wasn't really a lead dog call for us. And I think, you know, this season we've had a little bit more of a screen emphasis. We practice it more. We carry it more during the week and plan to use it. And then this week specifically, we just felt like this was a team and a defensive line that we probably would get a chance to screen and would have some good opportunities. And that proved to be true. And it helps to have athletic linemen who get out, running backs who can catch the football and who can redirect quickly. And on, I believe, the longest screen of the day, you know, is man coverage, and Ray Armstrong, their linebacker, matches Chris Thompson man-to-man, and really he's unblocked. And Chris catches the football. He's got to make that guy miss, and he does in space, and then takes it down the sideline. But if not for Chris's athleticism there, it really was not well blocked, you know, in the sense that the player was able to come through free and Chris just made a miss. So it's a combination of factors, but there's still times where we get our lineman out, but then a corner is able to slip through and make the tackle, and a screen that goes for 10 yards could have gone for 50. We just got to get everybody blocked up. And so those are the things we'll go back and talk about.
Time for the Kirk Cousins fan question of the week, presented exclusively by Justice Federal Credit Union, serving the justice and law enforcement community across the nation. Visit them at jfcu.org. This comes from Mark in Arlington. Second half, Kirk, especially third quarter, you guys were running on first down an awful lot and not really getting much there, setting up bad second and kind of third down in distance. Were you getting frustrated at all that you guys weren't able to kind of break through? And then, I guess, kind of the other side of this, what did San Francisco start to do that made it so tough sledding for you guys on the ground in the second half?
Yeah, you know, I really can't tell you why certain runs didn't hit and others did. I think, it is tough when you commit to run the ball. It's first and 10. Next thing you know, it's second and 10. You know, it's not easy to get a drive going when that happens. Or let's say it's first and 10 and then you have an offside or a personal foul and now it's, you know, backed up first and 20, whatever it may be. You know, those are hard to overcome. And then when we did call play action pass on first down in the second half, the end comes free and we get hit and the ball's over the middle to Jameson and we don't connect. And so then you're second and 10 on that play as well because you didn't connect. So, you know, it was just hard to get going. We completed the keeper as a drive starter to Vernon. And the next thing you know, it's 7 points for the 49ers. So there's plays that are good plays that are there that we're executing or that, you know, we just have to, you know, finish the play. We have to catch that ball. We have to, you know, hold on to the football. We have to, you know, try to get as much as we can in the run game. And there's all those little details is what I'm talking about when I came on the call that, you know, we can improve, we can be better, and the ability's there. We just have to do it play in and play out and the whole game long. And in the NFL, if you have a play or two where you didn't play to your utmost ability, it's so many times it comes back to haunt you at the end of the game.
Kirk Cousins is with us on Grant and Danny. Ryan Grant really stepped up yesterday. And this is a guy that we've been waiting on, making plays and just becoming a consistent piece for a long time. And he's been a punching bag on this show and around town at times. But I'll tell you what, when it was winning time, he was your most reliable option yesterday. How about his growth and development?
Oh, it's no surprise to us. You know, when you go back and watch the All-22, if you were to really study it going back through the preseason early this season, I think you'd see that he's coming open time and time again, and there are a lot of times where I'm giving the ball to Terrell or Jameson or Jordan or Vernon, but Ryan Grant's wide open, and he could very easily be getting that football and making plays for us. And there's no doubt yesterday on two big third downs on those last two long drives of the game that, you know, helped us pull away and get the win, he made crucial plays on third downs. And, you know, he'll continue to be a reliable player, and he blocks well in the run game, so you can leave him in and run situations because he gives you the threat of run or pass and play action. And then he does a great job with keepers and down flats and slide routes and all the different combinations. So there's some versatility there where he's not a one-trick pony, or when he's in the game, you know what he can and can't do. He really can do a lot of different things for us, and I think that helps our offense and, you know, keep things disguised.
Kirk, I want to ask you about the pass to Vernon Davis, just a thing of beauty for 51 yards, kind of changed the game when you guys needed some momentum a little bit. It was a three-point game, and it was back and forth there in the fourth quarter. That was a massive play, maybe the most important one of the game. But it came out of a two tight end look, I think, and it's something I feel like you guys had set up. Can you talk about that a little bit, running some things earlier that may not be as successful to set something up later, kind of like that live chess match?
Yeah, with the defense that the 49ers play, it's a consistent amount of zone coverage, single high defenses, and as a result, everybody that plays them runs very similar plays, and then they know what gives them trouble or what can beat them, and so they also have it studied up very well, and so it becomes a bit of a chess match trying to, you know, run the plays that they know are coming, but run them better than they can stop them. And that was an example of that play. We had called it a couple other times in the game, never really got the seam route or took advantage of it when it was there, and then finally it came open, and Vernon was able to find a soft spot in the zone, and we were able to get the ball off, and then he does the rest, you know, and that's where Vernon can be really dangerous is when you get the ball in his hands. He's still at his age, In his experience, he still has that elite speed. And, you know, it was fun to let him get going in the open field. But, you know, those explosive plays change games. I mean, when you can flip the field like that and get that momentum, that's the kind of plays we're talking about that can get your offense going and, you know, go from, you know, sputtering to suddenly now you're knocking on the door and you come away with points.
Kirk, I got two things jotted down yesterday I want to hit on. The first, the pick in the back-to-back plays where you nearly threw an interception, it was overturned, and then the next play you threw one. Only two this season, but both of those throws were not close to the receiver. I'm wondering what happened on those plays.
Yeah, the first one is single high coverage, and we have, you know, in that play you can read the coverage. So if it's split safety, you bend the route. If it's single high, you keep it thin and up the field. And, you know, Jordan treated it like it was split safety, and I treated it like it was single high. So I'm leading him up the field, and he's bending it and flattening it. And so that is what led to the ball that looked like it was to nobody. And then the third down, we had talked all week that they play a specific coverage in certain third down situations, that we might have a chance with Vernon Davis on a go ball. And, you know, it was going to be a tight throw, but, you know, let it fly if you think you got it. We more or less got the coverage we wanted. And, you know, Vernon bent it back inside, as we had talked about him doing, but I just didn't feel good about bending him back in there because the safety was, you know, in play a little bit. And then I felt like I got, you know, nudged or bumped or whatever you want to call it. Hit would probably be too strong of a word, but I got kind of hit as I tried to release it and felt like I just didn't get enough on the ball or any kind of, you know, decisive throw to where I wanted it to go. And so the ball kind of took off on me. And you know, as Vernon bent it, then the ball ended up, you know, down the outside the numbers, and he was unable to adjust, and the corner made a nice play. But, you know, fortunately, it just ends up being a punt, and you flip the field and, you know, shrug your shoulders and say, okay, you know, next play. That doesn't end up having a big effect on the outcome.
Yeah, that's one of those picks that, for me, that just doesn't really matter in the outcome.
Should have a different category for that, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But, but that I think we want to give you the opportunity to talk about that. Last thing I've got for you then is you had the big scramble yesterday. You took a big shot. Trent Williams wants you to get down. He said that shoulder's too valuable, which is funny. But you've rushed for 103 yards this year. I'm not going to say that you're Mark Brunell at this point. But, Kirk, you're already a new record holder individually for yourself in rushing yards in a season. 96 last year was your previous high. You got 11 games left. You've already rushed for more yards. You said you wanted to do this, and you're doing it.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's so hit or miss. You know, you see in the Chiefs game, it felt like it was three plays in a row where I did it, and then I'll go entire games or stretches of games where you don't see it very much. But I think when you add the fact that we've been calling the zone read quite a bit, it's been a good productive play for us. That gives us a few more opportunities to get some quarterback rushing attempts. And then when teams play man coverage or when teams only rush three people, those two scenarios really give you opportunities where either nobody's going to be open because there's eight guys dropping in coverage, or when everybody's playing man, there's nobody covering you. So those offer up opportunities. And the longer run I had yesterday was just a drop back pass with man coverage. And once you can get past the pass rush of the D line, there's really nobody left except for the free safety. And that was who ended up making the tackle. So just continue as I continue to play, I get a better feel for, hey, the pocket's opening up here. Let me take off and run. You know, and there was a sack that I took earlier in the game at the end of the first half where it's man coverage. And I tried to take off and run and couldn't get past the D line. So I ended up taking a sack, and, you know, it shows up as if Trent Williams gave up a sack, but really, you know, it was completely on me. I've got to either find an outlet or throw the ball away as opposed to trying to run and not getting anywhere. So that's the balance you have to find as a quarterback trying to run is, you know, when to choose wisely as to when to take off and when to throw it away or find a check down.
Kirk, always awesome to have you, my friend. Enjoy your Hall & Oates Double Guns Monday after a W, man, and good luck with the week of prep, and go get Philly next week.
Thanks, guys. Big one next week. We're looking forward to it. Should be a great challenge and what the NFC East is all about.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, Cooper's 1-0 now.
That's
at
right.
The stadium. So congratulations to him.
Sure.
Give
is.
Him the game ball.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
all
Kirk.
Right, Kirk. There's Kirk Cousins, starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Let's take a couple things out of that conversation. Also, have a couple cuts from Jay Gruden yesterday we want to get into. Things that stood out to us that Gruden had to say. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.